say, Mother or Father, I love you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sandy, there's so many things to talk about. The Democrats and the elections that are coming up. You know, there are people who, if we were to believe everything that we're reading now, it's a foregone conclusion that Democrats are going to lose the House, may lose the Senate. And you continue to see inflation and still no official word about recession. As you stated over and over again, it's not a guarantee that there's going to be a recession, but there's a fear from many people that it's coming. And so you've got people who, because of the inflation and all those other things, are saying we're going with the Republicans. It's not even so much that they don't, that, you know, they're going with Republicans because Republicans are the best answer to all the things that are going on. They just, with all the different things that have happened while Joe Biden's been president, they're blaming him for all of those things. Whether it's his fault or not, the Democrats are in office. My fear is that the people are going to get what they're clamoring for, Republican control again. And Republicans haven't said they're going to do anything different, Sandy, to make things better in any way, shape, or form. Well, they're just saying we're not Democrats.
Yeah, the Republicans basically have come to be the party that promises to attack the Democrats and to make sure Democrats don't accomplish what they want. That you can't describe a program the Republicans are for, because they don't really have a program other than tax reductions, which they've handled when they've been in office a couple of times now. And so, you know,
but that's working.
You know why it's working? This is another epiphany I had. It's almost moved me strongly into the progressive camp. I think one of the problems in America is that the American government is not delivering value to the people that they can tangibly recognize. It delivers regulation. It delivers a bunch of things, but it doesn't deliver health care in an effective way, so there's lots of people wanting for health care. It doesn't deliver child daycare. It doesn't deliver education up and down the board in a satisfactory
Republicans
way.
Aren't going to deliver that either.
No, they don't deliver it either, but I'm saying that they're in Europe, because of the values of the cultural values, they've adopted governments which, while their taxes are higher, they can see the benefits that the government is delivering to them. They are getting the value of, for instance, health care. They're getting the value of education all the way up through college. They're getting the value of child daycare. So they have value delivered to them. In the United States, we've basically backed off from that. We don't give health care. You know, so if you ask people what value, you know, if you're a working person who is not getting any sort of government aid for any problems you might have during your working life before you get Medicare, there's very few things the government delivers to you. There's mostly the main thing you do is you pay taxes. Now, school districts are something where there is value delivered, and people do realize the value of the school district when they live in an area that has a high value school district. So if you live in a suburb like Whitefish Bay, your house sells at a profound premium because you live in this district that has a great value provided to you, which is great school. So that's a value delivered by government. And I think one of the problems in the United States is that we didn't have a government that reached out enough, that provides enough value to us. In Milwaukee County, we had the parks served up to us. We have values delivered to us. I just think that in the United States, when Reagan decided that he would make the government the problem, he had a relatively easy case to make because there weren't very many ways that people who were defending the government could describe the value it was providing to us, other than to certain people in need.
But Sandy, I understand that theory, but Republicans aren't going to do anything to change it.
I know, but I'm just saying that there isn't enough value being provided to have people defend it. So, you know, it makes it harder for the liberal case because
that's what they're supposed to be about, right?
Yeah, the value.
But they tried. It's,
yes, but in America, we've set up a government that's basically providing value and benefits to people who have need. Okay.
Right.
And so it's this concept. And instead of providing value across the board, like a school district does, everybody gets the value of the school district. In the United States, most of the value provided by the government is provided to those who have needs. So the middle class, the broad middle class, gets the benefit of our economy and of our socioeconomic system, but they don't really see a direct benefit from the government itself.
So, Sandy, it just so happens in Newsweek this morning, top Senate Republican proposes bill for Americans to get more money. Chuck Grassley is looking to ease the impact of inflation with a new bill that would provide or save additional money for American families and students under certain programs to help them keep up with rising costs. Here's a Republican, the Iowa Lawmakers Family and Community Inflation Relief Act, was first reported by Fox Business, which was able to obtain a copy of the proposal ahead of Grassley's plans to introduce it Thursday. He's saying that people in Iowa, just the people you're talking about, are struggling, they're suffering, and he wants to bring resources. This is a Republican.
Yeah.
He wants to bring resources. That's what Joe Biden and the Democrats were condemned for. And I know he's one guy standing alone, right? I mean, it's not like he's got a lot of people supporting him in that. But he's saying that those people in Iowa are struggling now and that the government needs to step forward and do exactly what it is you are talking about.
I'm interested whether it's actual credit, whether it's
tax credits.
Yeah, tax credits. It's a tax reduction bill.
Yeah, actually, it would index and adjust certain thresholds for several tax benefits and government assistance programs such as child tax credit to reflect increases in U.S. prices.
I would just point out that follows the exact formula I was talking about. That's a tax reduction, okay?
Right.
So that's a tax cut aimed at solving for inflation, and that is what the Republicans do, and that, you know, that's
no different than what they always do.
Yeah, that's a tax cut maybe aimed in a better direction.
Yeah.
But, it's a tax cut.
All right, got to go to break. We'll come to the phone lines after the break, 844-967-2789. Sandy Williams, it's Fridays. We'll be right back.
Simple.